Welcome to a very spooky edition of AfterBuzz Marvel Inhumans. Stay tuned for episode 6.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. Very in line with the holiday.
Right.
Welcome to the episode, guys. It is not Halloween just yet, but we're kind of dressed appropriate.
We're celebrating early.
We're celebrating a little early. We have episode 6 to talk about. The gentleman's name is Gorgon. My name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2. Here's the rest of my panel.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Brinkman. You can find me at Ashley _ Brinkman. Guys, I was so happy and then so devastated by the end of this episode. I can't wait to talk about it.
Emotions everywhere.
Oh, emotions.
Hey everyone, of course I'm your host Shauna O, and this episode had me up and down, and when I say down, I mean all the way down. But I do have something to redeem me, and that's this. AfterBuzzers, will you accept this rose?
What's up everybody? I am Keith Andre. You can follow me everywhere at Keith _ Andre. I was a little disappointed tonight. I was ready to be Louise, a tourist on Adeline, but it doesn't look like that dream is going to come true.
So let's go ahead and talk about it. So yeah, guys, episode 6. We have 2 more episodes left.
Oh my goodness.
2 more episodes left, and they gave us a lot tonight.
Almost too much.
But you know what? It was cool because I think last episode was more of the talking it out. This is what's going to happen. We got lots of action-packed stuff going on today, which is nice. Let's just get right into it. What were your thoughts?
Wait, before we get into it,
Yes, Shauna has a very special announcement to say.
Before we get into it, I want to offer you, AfterBuzzers, my faves, something to do while you're watching us, something other to do than be in our live chat, of course. We're going to play a game since it's a Halloween episode. You hear the name Gorgon, because we are in tribute to him, because we're not going to talk about it. Just know that we are in tribute to Gorgon. If ever you hear his name throughout this entire episode, if you're on the adult side of things, then you could take a little shot, a little drink. And if you're on the candy side of things, then go ahead and pop some snacks in. All right? So just let us know if you're really doing this, because we can't talk and eat. So we want to live through you.
We want you guys to have fun.
Yes, have a good time.
Anyway, let's get right into it. Thoughts? Did you like it? Did you not?
I'm like,
Start there.
I don't know. I am on the fence with this episode. I feel like it gave us a lot. Like we said, there was a lot going on. It's trying to build us and get us to the next level, but I do feel that it fell short. I don't feel that it necessarily took us anywhere further than we came last week.
A little bit lackluster.
Yeah, just a bit. Okay. Just a bit for me. Fair enough. A little disappointed.
Yeah, I did notice that amongst my panel mates, but I will say that...
You're positive in all this.
What I will say is I enjoyed the episode, and I don't know if it's maybe because I cannot handle the too action-y stuff, but this was just right for me. I will say there were some scenes where I'm like, come on, guys, that is not even possible, but everything else really spoke to me. I liked it. I had a lot to say. Pages.
I feel like I totally agree with you. It didn't really push us forward in the story that much. It kind of, I don't know, it definitely fell short on some parts, but I did love that we got to see Crystal use her element.
Another power. Yes.
That was cool.
She just keeps going on and on with all these different powers. I think it's really cool.
I really like the fight scene between Auron and Gorgon. I thought that was good.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's what we've been waiting for. I appreciate it.
Me too. I appreciated the Gorgon Auron
fight. Only appreciate it for one reason. We could get into that a little bit later. I don't want to jump too far ahead of it.
I wish we got to see his hoof, though.
I know, right? Yeah. We did get to see it in the flashback.
Yeah.
Kind of, when he was fighting with Maximus.
Yeah.
He was wearing the hoof, but...
Did we see it at the end with him and Mortis? Or just the effect of his power?
He was wearing the boot.
Hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, the episode started off, it kind of got me ajarred. I was just like, whoa, wait a second. I was like, whoa, what's going on?
I was like, no, this is a dream. Is this a dream?
I knew right away. They were all in their normal costumes.
So it
was drawing at first. I was just like, oh my God, are we going here right now? I was like, wait a second. They weren't wearing those.
Good
just
catch.
I didn't even notice.
I didn't notice that. Neither did I.
See, these are the things that I see.
A win for Zach. He watches.
Detail oriented over here.
I know.
But I have to say that first scene made me laugh. When he woke up all startled and he was so little.
Oh, he was just sitting in the
chair. He was so small in that giant chair with two guards. He was like a little boy on his throne.
Yeah, that had me shook, though. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. That scene where we thought it was a dream. Well, you guys thought it was a dream. I was totally fooled. I was like, they finally get in there and he's cowering. I'm so happy. I wrote cool. that down. You, he cowers and begs.
did you hear like Black Bolt starting? Like, I was like, yes. Just even if it's a dream, please just do something cool Give for us. Question for you guys. I don't know if you guys noticed this. Maximus was it Medusa or somebody? Or somebody in that dream was just like, you're the one that killed the parents, not Black Bolt.
I saw that.
Right? Yes. And if this was Maximus dreaming, that means it's the subconscious telling him. So, do we think maybe Maximus really did have something to do with killing his parent, their parents? Or was that just something...
He responded back saying, that's not true. So, like...
Yeah, but I mean, like, why have a dream like that? He right. had to have had something to do with
it. Maybe that's his fear?
Yeah, I think it just calls into his... Like, okay. It just is hinting at his insecurities.
Okay.
That's what I thought, but...
I like that.
It could be. I didn't really think too much about it, honestly. I do feel that the dream sequence or him having that moment was necessary because it gives us more of, like, the unwounding of Maximus, right? Like, he's super paranoid. He's going crazy. Like, he can't trust anybody. He's scared for his life. So
he's all over the place.
I think it was necessary that we see what's going on in his head because he's crazy. And over the course of the episode, I was just like, okay, he's lost it.
He's
like,
about to go nuts. You can see it in his eyes. They quiver when he looks at people. He's like...
Yeah.
Long live King Maximus.
Yeah, right?
No.
No. You're crazy. Way too, yeah. We were back up on the moon with that. That was interesting. And then we got to go right down to Audrey and Crystal, right?
Ooh, honey, diva moment. Yeah. Let's talk about it early.
Right away. The first, what was it, 5-10 minutes of this episode? Yes. Right away, got me on two different spots. I was like, whoa, cool diva. Dream. Diva moment. And then it's just like, it's a bout between the two of them.
Oh, yeah. Do we all agree that it's between Crystal and Audrey, diva moment?
Yes.
Gotcha. I think but like, definitely. Who of the two? Would be more diva-ish.
It's the
because I've seen
chat. You guys know what to do. Please, let us know.
Live chat, chime in. Know. Yeah, help us out on this one. But
I
like,
think right? Audrey kind of lost it too. She went to crazy town. Like,
okay, I have something to say about Audrey from her arc of a character. I don't understand what's going on. Like, why she went from like this? I'm a vet tech to like this crazy woman.
Her ex-boyfriend is with this new cool pretty girl.
Yeah,
he's got spending lots of
time with her. She's like, you've been so wrapped up in her. How about I know, don't worry about so me mind it. Your business.
She's well, a lot.
I only bring that up because she was like so about trying to help Lockjaw. She's like, I'm a vet tech, right. This is my life, I'm all about animals, so this is why I'm helping you out regardless. But then like you start acting all crazy ex-girlfriendish, and it's been like what, a year they said that they've been broken up.
Yeah.
You're right.
I think her character was put into the story. I liked it. And then she was there. Like, she should not have been in this episode, I almost thought. Like, I think maybe last episode was when we should have saw the last of her.
Be done with her.
Be done with her, and that be that.
But it's like, how else would they have gotten to that point where they had to leave without weed?
And have to close her door a little bit. That's the point. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Zach.
They're just like spinning the wheels.
That's where we see a kind of an inconsistency or a question mark when we look at the gauge of the writing or the direction of the show, just because we are kind of time crunch and we're just going to close this chapter and just throw this out here. It's not most authentic.
If we're going to start talking about that, I got a few other ones.
Wait.
If you want to go there.
Before we go there, back to Saudi. So stay between Crystal.
We are and, like 2 minutes into the episode.
Right? Between Crystal and Audrey, though, I think that Crystal is like a natural diva. Like we said about her power, she doesn't care. No. She's always going to be her true self. And I think her, you know, her natural inkling is to just play into being a diva, into this is who I am. I'm bossy. I got these power and I'm here for it. But Audrey was like, girl.
She hasn't seen her powers until this moment. She's like, I'm going to take a picture of you. Like, what is that? Okay. Why are you going to take a picture of her? What are you doing that for? Come on. It was an excuse to use her powers. Was it a fireball? Did she shoot at her?
Yeah.
A little Bowser.
Also, Audrey's reaction again. If I saw someone shoot a fireball at me, I would have lost it.
You're right.
Right. And she's just like, I'm not afraid of you.
I'm going to leave my phone and I'm going to come back for you later.
That's so true. Yeah.
Ivan makes a good point. Crystal was protecting herself. I guess considering maybe she doesn't know what a cell phone is.
Right.
But then again, I mean, Edelon has like advanced technology. Like if you see this like little black box, even Black Bolt in the like first episode or something, when he saw the cell phone, he flipped out. Remember?
Mm. But think about it this way. Well, first of all, I have several points to all, what you guys have all said. The thing about the taking the picture, totally, that's the culture of today. Like, even when people are being robbed, people are people are trying to fight you, they pull out your phone, and you're just like, okay, let's get this documented, right? Yeah. So that's a normal thing, I think. Mm-hmm. Her reaction was totally not, it was lackluster. I was like, girl, mm-hmm. you must not have seen what you thought you seen. Right. And then also, there was something else, but I forgot, but I'll get back to it, and you guys know I will.
Okay. Oh man, we are all over the place.
Yes,
all
right. We are. We
should shine realists in a little bit. So we have Crystal and Audrey. They're fighting. I have some issues with the whole Crystal Dave Audrey thing. It's interesting. Right. It's nice. I like that Crystal's getting a little love interest.
Yeah, cool.
Nothing beats Karnak and Jen.
No Jarnak. But Dave seems to me a little bit confused, doesn't he? He goes, "Oh, when Audrey says she means business, she really does." But mm-hmm. then over here, he's over here kissing Crystal. Do you want to defend Audrey or do you want to be with me? Because we cannot do both.
Oh God.
Okay. Did you guys hear that when he said that?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know if he was defending her. I thought he was kind of giving Crystal a warning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, okay, watch out for this crazy girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when she says something, she means it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she definitely showed her crazy this episode.
It could have been taken that way. But I was glad to see the moment between Crystal and Dave. And the difference between the Jen and Karnak story is this is a slower, like, developing like, a love situation. You know, she gets her first kiss, and she's like, oh, you kissed me. And then they kiss more. So I like that we get, you know, it's not a rushed situation.
Yeah.
It's something that could develop, and we could see down the line or in the future of this story.
Right. And we would definitely call it out if it was a rushed situation, because that is our thing. We're like, that was rushed.
Okay.
But I do know that the reason why Crystal, or I think that the reason why Crystal acts like that is because of her. She's never been away from the moon, and she's always been a princess on the moon. So why would I act any different? And she learned from the best, Medusa.
I think that's exactly what it is. The mm-hmm. fact that Medusa has been so protective, I think, mm-hmm. We obviously haven't seen any of it, but I really think Medusa was just like hovering over her all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Where like, if she wasn't there, a guard was right there. And like, if someone comes to approach her, like, it has to go to the guard first. So I feel like Crystal's almost secluded from everyone around her, not even realizing how to interact between people. Because she has this, like, dazed, I don't know how to describe it.
It was happy-go-lucky. Like, naive, where it's just, like, everything's great.
She's a teenager, you know?
Right.
She's experiencing everything for the first time.
She's a teenager, but she's acting like she's, like, a 5-6-year-old. You know, who's that? Like, that's
like the wonders of the world.
I wouldn't think she's acting that young. I think that
it seems like that a little.
Yeah, and I think that the point is to show that she is getting some freedom that she hasn't had.
So yeah.
I think they are driving that point that on Adeline with Medusa and everyone else, she is secluded. She's a princess. She plays this role. So she doesn't have the opportunity to, like, learn these things and to have, like, those social skills.
Yeah,
but
she's
also important to note that her, you know, transition could be a bit slower because she is a teenager, because she is young. So we get to see her be a young person instead of being this princess superpower, I'm ready to kill you person as well.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that. Also, I don't want to see her overly sexualized either.
No, I would not like to.
You have to remember that she is a teenager.
Yeah. I like that their story's sweet. And then Karnak's is a little hot.
Super hot, super heavy. Yeah. But they're super grown too. They older.
Yeah.
They older.
They're doing it intense, then they are grown, okay?
Like, they've been there, they've done that. They're like, let's just get to it, all right? We know how this goes. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was going to say something that I really liked, speaking of Karnak, is when he was talking with his family, and he was so scared that they were going to shun him and reject him for losing his power.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. They completely love him.
The next scene when we see them in the car?
Yeah,
where they just happen to have to stop and pull over for a second to, like, check the map or something.
Oh,
twice they had to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's cool. It's all right, you know. It gives us a moment so that we could all, like, hear some conversation between the characters. And that was a great moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was fearful of Karnak, thinking, like, you know, he is not useful. So, like, Medusa is someone who looks down on people who are, like, not as powerful. So I feel like she, of all people, might have said something. But they were all supportive. I was very happy. That is a true, you know, sign of family. Like, there is the family that they keep talking about. You know, my family.
We finally got to see the bond.
Yes.
Do you guys think if they hadn't had their, like, human experiences and met Louise and whatnot, would they have turned him away and been like, you're not useful, go down to the mines?
I wouldn't say great
not the mines, but he would have definitely not been useful to them, especially if Gorgon never gave him that pep talk he gave him with the reverse psychology thing, which we see later. But I think that he would have cast himself away.
Really?
Remember how before he was like, I don't want to go around them, I'm not useful.
Oh, yeah, he didn't even want it. Yeah, he stayed with the, yeah. Ooh, mm-hmm. That's a good.
That's a great question and great observations for sure. I don't know if that impacted how they respond, because I do feel at their core, like, they do have this humanity amongst them, and your family you want to, you know, look out for and to be that type of person. But I do think that the interactions that they have with the humans are telling and they are showing, especially with Medusa, because we got to see a completely different side of her. She was super cool, calm. She was back into her role of, like, being a queen and, like, exhibiting a certain amount of control.
Yeah.
But she was so, I don't know, I really liked seeing that side of her.
She
was like really human.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the side that you're kind of talking about, though, is also the fact, the growth of what she had, where she was this woman who was powerful, who was just like kind of headstrong, like Gorgon a little bit. Mm-hmm. But after Flora's death, was it? Who died recently? Who she said?
Lotus.
Yeah, after Locus's death, and then she kind of understanding their roles, like the caste, she kind of saw the caste system and was just like, oh my god, we are treating these people like this. Now she has the idea to, like, we have to talk to Maximus, we have to give him a fair trial.
Exactly.
We can't just go and kill him, because trust me, I wanted to kill him right away. Mm-hmm. But now I see the other side of things. I like that about this episode.
Yeah.
Where she finally is waking up and understanding maybe we don't live in such a fair, you know, world.
Right. The way we do things may not be the best way. So,
and she was like, she was impressing that upon Black Bolt also. Because he was just, he's still human.
He's like, he hurt you, and it's just, I can what is the breath about?
It's hard.
Just the
Black Bolt.
Oh, it's the lips. He's pursing his lips, you guys. He's not saying anything. We want him to give us a little bit more.
I can't even, like, when I go through, I literally don't even write anything down for Black Bolt.
For a TV show that's revolved around the most powerful character, I really don't have much to say about him.
It's hard.
I wish I did. It's hard, yeah. We don't have, maybe it's just because we don't have a lot of, we have interactions with him.
Oh, with Black Bolt?
Yeah.
Oh, I have something to say.
I have something to say,
too. But she's like, oh, we're talking about Black Bolt. Sure, yes. please.
Okay, do you all agree, and everyone listening as well, his hand sign language thing is a little...
You guys, everybody silly. Do his sign language.
I think we all looked at each other at one point during this episode, and we were like, we saw too much of this, and then... that. And I was just like, we all were like, wait a second.
He made that up.
Is he just making this up on the spot?
It feels super random, right? Like, there's no science. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, who did you, or you were like, for Crystal, was like this or that? He did something. Right. I was just like, and then we had one episode where he's like this.
Yeah. I don't know.
But it had nothing to do with crushing. I would think, like, this is like, I'm going to crush you.
Yeah.
But it was not.
This is like, get me lunch.
Yeah.
Something like what?
It's silly. It is tough, though. I agree. It's hard with one of our chatters. It's hard because he doesn't get to say anything, so he has to...
I respect that. Yeah, right. It's all in the facial expressions.
Translate.
Right. Yeah. As an actor, he's doing great, but just for us who wants to hear more from Black Bolt ourselves, you know, it's like that. But I do have something to say about Black Bolt, and I kind of appreciate his silent, like, power. Because even though, we know behind every good man is a good woman.
Oh, yeah.
Guys. Mm-hmm. So Medusa is playing her role as a queen and kind of, like, I won't say bowing down, but talking
she's
to him.
Balancing him.
She's balancing him. That's a great 100% way to say that.
So much. Like, they need each other. They really do need each other. And I'm very happy that they have each other together. Yes. Because he would have, like, probably destroyed at Adelan at one point if it wasn't for her. And, man, I don't know. She would have gone on some tear as well with her hair at some point. Just someone crossing the wrong path. But they balance each other out, so... That's one pairing I like.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too bad we don't have a name for them. It would never work, you guys.
No.
Either it's going to be what?
I can't even think.
Medusa or... Medusa or Macmolt?
Okay.
Okay, guys. We're crazy.
Yeah. So, let's see.
Next we go into Tybor. Yes. Telling Max the deal that I predicted. Snitching.
Oh, you did predict that last week.
And guess what? He got stitches, too. Snitches do get stitches.
He didn't get no stitches, girl. He was left on the floor.
Yeah, that's true. He couldn't even get stitches.
There was no stitches. But I don't think that he was snitching. I think it was a part of his plan.
That didn't work out too well.
Oh, it definitely didn't work. But I think the plan was, okay, I'm going to go to Maximus and act like there's this conspiracy and we need to meet alone so that we can figure out what to do.
That's all y'all suspicious.
Will be here to kill everybody.
That's just too suspicious.
Yeah. It didn't work. But I did like about that story is we got to see into the development of Maximus as well. And, you know, his lessons with the combat training or whatever with Gorgon.
Oh, I totally wrote down about that flashback scene. I enjoyed that a lot.
For sure. Because we got to see that he learned that his advantage would have to be smarter, to be cunning.
Yes.
Because there's no way on the surface that you can compete with the people you live with. And so that's what gave him the clue, like, oh, this is a trick.
Right. And I have to be evil.
Right.
Yeah.
I felt a little bad about that because it was an irony. Like, Gorgon trained him to outsmart everyone on Attilan, including himself.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, but Gorgon's not too smart himself.
Anyway.
Oh, Gorgon. He's really not. He's more emotional. So many different times.
Yeah, he's more emotional. Like, I noticed in the scene, he was so... He has so much testosterone going, like, rah, rah. Like, he was grunting. I enjoyed it, but I mean...
he was like, yeah, we should just rush right on in or something. And, like, the previous episode, he had just, like, he learned that lesson not to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, he told Karnak, he's like, maybe we shouldn't, you know, like, there was that flip in that last episode of who those people are. And now he's back to himself. I'm like, why? Mm. You just learned something.
I mean, in
continue
real life,
continue to use it.
You go back to your old ways often
in the moment, right? Need in the moment.
Yeah. He's also endearing. I find that endearing about him. Like, I kind of like that he just is like that because Karnak just has to look out for him, which I think makes the ending so much more painful.
Right.
Oh, God.
Long live Gorgon. You guys drink and have candy.
Oh, yeah. That was twice that we said that.
Quite a few times this episode.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I do like Gorgon, though. I enjoyed his character. I think, to your point, he is super endearing, and he shows us that, you know, you can be strong, you can have a certain amount of strength and exhibit that, but still be caring and loving. And we saw that when he didn't kill Auron, or he didn't go for the the kill. He hesitated and gave a moment to...
He's like, surrender.
Surrender, right.
She almost didn't surrender.
So true.
The only reason she did was because her hand is deteriorating, and she knows, like...
I may not be able to come back for them.
That was kind of cool placement. I liked how they did that. I respected that camera angle and that shot and everything. If it wasn't for Dr. Declan saying something, though, I feel like... Because I was thinking, like, you know, when I saw her hand the first time when she's in the window, I was like, oh, that's weird. She should have healed. Mm-hmm. But I didn't, like, put two and two together fast enough, so I was happy that, you know, Dr. Declan threw out that, you know, you're probably going to die one day. Watch out. He goes, have you ever had a DNA test? Yeah, we have those on the moon.
Exactly.
Dr. Declan,
all the time.
All the time. I get them once a month. I don't know. Like...
Yes, I have. But what I did after, you know how you, like, look back at things? After the fact, I noticed she did last a little less. Like, the first time when Medusa stabbed her, she kind of bounced back kind of quickly.
Did, yeah, yeah.
The second time, she was laying on that bed for a while before she got up in the lab.
Well, she also was, like, half burned. You know, and she was just, like, stabbed the first time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true, but, I mean...
And this is probably the only time she's actually have to, like, deal with this. Like, to actually know what her powers are, because, I mean... There's probably never wars or anything.
Exactly.
Like that, so.
We're all on the same time, same side. So it's not that you're facing these battles.
I would hate that, like, if she has, like, three lives or something, because she's down two right now. And then, like, she dies in the next one, and then that's that. You know, that would be kind of cheesy, but I don't know.
Maybe I don't
she's like a cat.
They better not do that. We have somebody in the chat who is obsessed with her. She cannot die.
Oh, yeah. We don't want
she
her
cannot
to die.
I don't think I
want
to see any more Inhumans die.
No more dying.
Either.
Like, one of them. Oh. Okay, yeah. I was going to say one of them has to die, but he's not an Inhuman anymore. You know?
Bye-bye, Max.
Wait, can I bring up my favorite part of the episode?
Yes.
When Karnak and Gorgon go to the lab, and Karnak is walking towards the lab, and he sees Auron with the gun, he goes, please don't shoot me.
It was awesome.
I actually laughed out loud.
Me too. Oh,
yeah.
And
she was like,
what
is he doing? Why isn't he... Like,
he wants me to shoot him, so I'm not
going
to
shoot him.
He's like, please don't shoot me.
Right before that.
There was some humor in this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
We needed it because it was a lot. Yeah. But right before that, Gorgon gave him a really good pep talk, but it was reverse psychology. He's like, they don't know that there's an issue, so you need to act like there's not an issue.
Yes.
But that put Karnak in the mindset that he needed mm-hmm. to be in.
Exactly.
Or else he was going to be, like, down, you know? Yeah.
And yeah. questioning of himself. So right. it did put him into that space where he could have a bit of control without yeah. having it, without having his, you know, gifting yeah. to do it. So
you would think he would have a little bit more confidence, though. I mean, like, the previous episode, he did get to have his power, like, used. Then we see him with Medusa and Black Bolt, and they, like, you know, bring him back up. They're like, no, we still accept you. Like, you're fine. You're good without your power or whatnot. So mm-hmm. you would think he would still have some confidence to, like...
I don't know, though, because I think they would want him to have more confidence, but at the same time, that could have a negative impact because I'm around Ooh, my family. Yeah. Everybody has these powers, good so point. It could make yeah, me yeah. feel
he just lost
smaller. Chin. Yeah, mm-hmm. so... Mm. Mm. But I'm glad things went well for Karnak.
No, not I Gorgon. just Karnak. oh, okay. Was anybody else just, like, kind of, like, upset that Karnak left Gorgon in his time of need? Like, when he was fighting Mortis?
Oh, when Gorgon was, like, go and he really went instead of staying. You would have yeah. preferred to see him stay?
I would have,
well,
yeah.
What would he have done, though?
I think
it's
Gorgon...
It's like a one-on-one, you know?
...has always yeah. said that. And Karnak has always gone away, you know, but he's always come out of it.
Yeah. I think that...
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that as a viewer, I would have appreciated... I mean, I would have liked the story to go a different way, and so it would have made sense in my mind for Karnak to do something where he does stay, where he, mm-hmm. you know, controls the situation, or that he saves Gorgon. So mm-hmm. it would have been nice to see that, because we do have this pull with these two characters where they're so connected and they have this relationship. So,
but now
I don't know.
It opens up a story now for Karnak to, like, have that somber, like, you know, my cousin is dead.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is my fault.
I don't know where he goes without having Gorgon, because that's another balancing act.
It is. It's another balancing act. Yeah,
but they mirror each other. It could give him strength. He could say, I'm doing this for Gorgon. I'm going to get my powers back. I'm determined. I'm going to get back. Like, I heard someone say that in the comic book, he's very, like, martial arts driven even mm-hmm. more. Yeah. So I think he might even get into that. Even more.
Maybe it's the that moment, that clicking moment that he has where he starts to embody, like, for Gorgon, he embodies him to, like, live in his memory. And that's where the balance of, because he still has lost his powers, he has both together now. And he becomes, like, a better version of himself because he's learned the lessons from Gorgon and you know, he's still trying to overcome losing some of his powers, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
We were all listening like Dr. Phil.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Hopefully that made sense.
I just got totally lost in what you were saying. I was like,
His emotional
I mean, Chad, what do you think? Do you agree with me? I don't know. Am I just going off on a limb on this one?
We'll see.
Yeah. So we're all over the place for this episode. Sorry about that, guys. We are with Crystal and Dave. Crystal, I have an issue with Crystal.
Uh-oh.
Every episode. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Oh, jeez. Right. I feel so... I'm not...
He's drinking that Crystal Haterade.
I like her.
You
don't
have
hate.
You just
don't
like...
So. It's okay. good, though. Let's hear it.
Let's hash this out. So, we see all the characters say, I need to get to my family. I need to get to my family. And they're doing actively doing the right thing to get to their family. Except for Crystal. She's just like, you know... Hanging out with a boy, having fun.
She may not know that they're in as much trouble as they are in.
Mm-hmm.
And she's also, I don't know, I'm kind of disagreeing, but she also, like, meets a cute boy, and I think she's experiencing.
Yes, we need that. Yeah, we need that side of the, I guess, yeah. Yeah, we need that side.
I'm not hating on her.
Look, I was just upset when she's like, oh, we should signal them. And then we have, like, a whole other scene happen, and then now it's nighttime. You still haven't signaled them. You do a hike up a mountain. And you kiss, and then you signal him. It's just like, how important is your family to you? Like, you're just kind of...
Well, I feel that it's easy to get caught up at the moment.
I know.
And lest we forget, Karnak had the same thing with Jin, where we gave him the benefit of the doubt because he didn't have his powers, but he was totally caught up in doing his own thing, living in his own world.
But here's the thing,
well.
Karnak at that time was just like, I'm an embarrassment to my family. I don't deserve to be with them.
That's true, but I do also agree with you, Ashley. I think that she's not aware of what they have going on. She's been away from them the whole time, and so
but she knows
I don't
about,
know what
she
else
knows
we
about
would've...
Maximus, and she knows that Maximus was sending people to kill them. So
that's
there
true.
is some.
But
level
what
of
else?
Why
would,
she came to Earth?
Yeah.
But what else would we want? Would we want her to do?
I don't know. I just feel like she could have signaled.
Move a little faster.
Yeah.
I think
just
Jack
move. I just
want to
move faster. That's all. Move
it's almost
faster.
Like, you know, you tell your family members, "Can you do something for me?" And they're moving slow. You're like, "Come on, rush it, hurry
like,
it up."
How's this? So they keep throwing like a wrench in the cogs or a monkey wrench in the cogs. Is that the same?
I've never heard the
clogs. I've never heard it either.
What is the saying when they say they're throwing a wrench in the machine or something?
Oh, a monkey wrench?
Yeah, a monkey wrench. Whatever that is.
Zach just made up a saying.
I didn't make up that saying.
You're throwing a monkey wrench in the machine.
Something like that, where it's going to mess it up. So she has lockjaw, and, you know, Audrey comes up and is just like, where have you guys been? And Dave's like, oh, you know, we've been teleporting all across the island.
Right.
That's true.
Why haven't you teleported to your family?
Right. That's true.
And then when Audrey's like, he can't teleport anymore because he's like, he's swollen or something. Like, don't have him do this anymore. And she's like, I know my dog. He could do it. But like, they don't have him do it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so I agree with you there. But after, I think that her saying, I know my dog, was just the diva-ish, the 100%. You're not going to trump me. Because after she left, she was like, she is right. Like, he does need rest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why they did end up letting him rest. But like you said about the traveling around the island.
Look, I get it. I know it's part of the show, and like it would be too easy. It's a plot device, you know?
You got to suspend some of your disbelief.
I know.
We can see the writing, though. You know, like some stories you just can't even see the writing. You're just like, how does this work?
And I think that's some of the problems that like the audience members have been talking about.
Absolutely.
In comments and all across the internet and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we try and stay as positive.
Right, we try to stay positive, but we also
want to keep it real.
We keep it real, exactly.
I did see some prejudice in this episode as far as like some things that I've heard on the internet going around about
going on about stuff.
They are. I think they're trying to make this a justice issue because I know I did hear when humans meet something they don't understand, they attack.
And they say that twice in this episode.
I heard.
Catch that.
Even when they were in the lab, and you know the miners came to be the army, which is like what. And then the other ones, they were like, we still don't like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was
the
like,
the cast system
still
was still there.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She bumped into him. Yeah. It was just like, you still smell like you're in the mine.
Right.
What mine are you in, first off? Like, what does it smell like? Is it a cheese mine?
You're on the moon.
You're on the moon. You're on the moon.
We still don't know what they're mining.
We don't. We don't.
Adorable to that.
But I think it's good that we see that because naturally you wouldn't go from having this system and feeling these ways to just being like, oh, wow.
We're friends.
We're
helping me out.
We're working together. Awesome. Like, no, I still don't respect you. Right. You're still beneath me. Those type of qualities still exist.
So true.
Which, by the way, they kind of like showed that even more so when the fight happened. They just all disappeared. Like, as if they weren't important at all. Like, what happened to all those guys?
Where did they go? We didn't see
any. Let me tell you, miners are not warriors, and they hid. That's what they did.
Was I looking down and writing something? Like, did they run off?
No, right?
No, I'm just
making that up. Right?
No.
Okay.
Right? They came to fight, but did they really come to fight?
The dad kept going.
Yeah, he was pulling a thriller in this episode.
His like fish claws, I thought were creepy. Mm-mm. Like super weird.
Yeah.
I wanted to see what he could do with them.
Right.
I think he's just really strong.
Yeah.
I don't think he has much.
Yeah, because I think if he had more control or more to do with them, he wouldn't be in the mine.
True.
So
yeah.
But I also feel like, why didn't he fight Gorgon? I understand Auron is his, you know, whatever the case may be, but why, he's the strongest.
Mordor.
Gorgon is also the strongest. No, the guy with the claws, right? He's supposed to be so strong.
He was just the strongest. He was the strongest of the people in the mines.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so still right.
He's like nobody. Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing he couldn't do nothing. Okay. But what he did.
Well, he made Bernaja, and Bernaja has proven to be very useful this episode.
Kind of.
I don't think so.
I mean, well, there was what was the other thing that we were talking about with Bernaja and Max?
I was getting total like abusive chills. Like he was putting blood on him and making him validate him as the king, and just make you would want your father to come back safe, right? I just do not think you should manipulate a child that way for any reason, and for Bernaja to be so scared. Shout out to that actor. I my heart was beating fast for that actor. Like he's doing a great job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I just didn't like the fact that he put blood on him and talked to him that way and forced him. I don't think just to grab his wrist like that when he's not ready is just all creepy as hell.
See, I just don't understand. Like, I get towards the end, we saw that Bernaja, like, kind of lied to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't tell him, like, he was holding a knife or.
Right.
Go, Bernaja. I was like, yeah, boy.
But
yeah.
So, like, was he in cahoots with Tybor, or was he just doing this because he was really afraid of Maximus?
Yeah.
And we haven't really, like, seen many interactions between the two of them to, like, justify him being afraid of him, you know?
Like, I think he's afraid of Maximus, because in the scene when they're in their, like, rock meeting room that they always meet in.
With the sand, it's always perfectly lined.
I don't know if you guys caught this, but when Maximus and Tybor walk out, Maximus says, oh, I don't care about his dad or any of the miners that go. If Black Bolt kills them, then all the people on Adelan will just hate Black Bolt more. Yeah. So he knows that Maximus doesn't care about them.
Oh, he did hear that.
Yes,
he did. I didn't catch that. Okay, so that's why he lied to him. I was trying to like put those two together. So
yeah, I think it was interesting. We did get to see a lot of Brinaja, and it was nice to see that he's having his own thoughts or his own planning just because he has that compassion. Yeah. He loves his dad and he's afraid for him. I do think that I see where the internet or all the people are feeling like the abusive, and I didn't understand what the blood represented. Or
yeah, I thought he drew something on him, but then when they panned over, it was just kind of...
I don't know why
that was... It was an intimidation tactic. He wanted to let him know, I'll do this to you too.
Yeah, he's definitely here to be like intimidating, manipulative, but in Max's defense, he took it with strides that he lied to you. He has the potential and the ability to see things and to lie in the future, but he's still keeping him around. So I don't know what else he... You know? Right, but that's why I think he made the decision to try to put that fear in him.
Yeah.
Because how else do you control the situation?
He's like manipulating him
for sure. He's trying to will him to do what he wants. Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
See, but now here's the thing. I thought we only got to see... Oh, okay, so that makes sense. His
Can
power
I just
only...
make one point before you move on?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not moving on.
Oh, you're not? Are you sticking with this? Go ahead.
I was going to say, we see Bernage's power only happens when something's in danger. I think that's what Maximus was coming about. Mm-hmm. Right, so, but I answered my own question because, like, there was that uprising with Tybor. He was in danger, so...
Right. Don't mind me. It was a dangerous situation.
Don't mind me. Yeah. I work things out in my own head, you know. I talk to myself a lot.
Sometimes you gotta do it.
We are teaching like Karnak skills over here.
Exactly.
Karnak level.
Anyway, sorry, you were gonna...
Well, we appreciate all your musings, Zach. I just want you to know. I was gonna say about Brinaja, the fact that he knows what Maximus is up to, I think that he's gonna end up being playing a role in the revolt.
Really big role. Oh, of course.
In the revolt, because he doesn't like that.
I thought he was already gonna be like part of Tybor's revolt. But which is very lackluster, by the way, with the knife. Who shows up with knives? Never bring a knife to a gunfight, right?
Yeah. But Brinaja, what I was going to say about Brinaja is that... Oh, you guys just went away. Don't let me forget it. Oh, is that Maximus. It's about Maximus. Maximus always needs someone by his side. He can't be by himself.
Oh, my God. He really cannot be by himself.
But can you blame him? What does he have to bring to himself? Like, at the end of the day, he is just this human... who is manipulating these people. All he has is the power of his own thoughts and the words that he says. Outside
he's
of that,
terrified.
Yeah, and he needs that companionship. But we do see they all need that companionship. Who's alone?
Yeah, right.
Who acts alone in the whole inhuman universe?
Or,
nobody.
She's like, bye, everybody.
Okay.
Because she is a boss lady.
And Mortis kind of also, but he's been locked up for like 20 years.
Yeah, then Mortis had this moment, so it's like, okay, you're not as bad as you think you are either. He had this whole breakdown.
He had this sappy breakdown moment.
That killed me, guys. So unreal. Like, really? You've been locked up for 20 years, all that rage, and you can blow the world up, and you're going to, like, crumble under somebody's reverse psychology? I really wanted you to live. Oh, really? Well, they should never locked me up, because it's like, this is not even realistic.
Like, I wrote something down about that. Karnak was like, he was a dick. Like, afterwards, like, when he was talking to Gorgon, and he was just like, oh, no, I was the first person that wanted to kill him, put him down.
Right?
I was like...
But that's Karnak. That's who he was. Remember when we go back to the waitress?
Okay, but I forgot who he was.
Because
I forgot so much. He did. Like, I think Karnak is one of my favorite characters throughout the entire arc of the show. The season.
He's a fave. He's for sure a fave.
I thought he was... I didn't know that he was lying until after either. I thought maybe he was being honest about
He did seem
Mortis.
Sincere.
Yeah.
So very sincere.
I thought that was a funny moment. You know, he's just like, nope. Definitely wanted to kill him.
Right.
Like I said, this is a very funny episode. For an episode that was supposed to have like a lot of action-packed stuff, it was really funny, too.
Yeah. I didn't like how Mortis got taken down with just like a little...
Chokehold.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
It just doesn't seem realistic. I just don't believe it.
And it didn't add up to the power that he has. It's not fair on one hand to give us that he's easily controlled and taken down, and then in the next instant he has the ability to kill everybody and
everyone's shaking
defeat
Gorgon. That scene didn't really make much sense either, where like they're like, tie him up.
Yeah.
What are you gonna tie up? What are you gonna tie? Like your face shoots lasers, you know?
tie his hands behind his back so he can't lift his little shield.
I mean,
no, because he doesn't even have to lift his shield. He just shoots out of his eyes.
No. The shield has to covers. Yeah. When he takes it off, it's when it shoots. That's why he's in the protective. Yeah.
He doesn't take the shield off. Every time I've seen him, it fires.
No, he always
lifts it up.
What am I looking at?
You think he's just walking around?
I thought he was like Cyclops, kind of. You know how Cyclops just turns it on when he needs to.
He has something covering his skill set. Okay.
Yeah. He has something covering his skill set.
He do, because what else?
Yeah.
There was another thing. Did you guys catch? How did Maximus acquire money?
Money. I wrote that down.
To pay for the lab.
The lab. Yeah.
Dr. Declan.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
You're like
okay. I'm just trying to keep up.
What do you guys think? I think I might know. This is going to be a long one. What is the guy's name? Okay, there's that wall, that talking wall. Eldrak.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I had a question about Eldrak, too, first off. So I think Maximus went to Earth a few times prior to the season and whatnot and traded some, I don't know, technology or something for a lot of funds and then was able to build that. But that's kind of dangerous for him to go to Earth. So I don't know if it was him or if he sent somebody else. But I don't know who that would be because we haven't seen anybody else who's like, you know, who has gone to Earth and been like, oh my God, this is Earth. You know, everyone who goes there is like blown away.
Yeah. Blown away.
And we know that he hasn't, like he didn't meet Dr. Declan in person because he said he's looking forward to meeting.
Yeah, so it had to have been somebody.
So some kind of way though.
I think it might have just been a plot device. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Is this a plot device? Really? Are we really able to pick them all out, you guys?
Yes.
Man, that's crazy.
All right. How about this though? Eldrak. Do you think that was a inhuman and it went through Terrigenesis and then
it was? Yeah, he was.
It was.
Yeah.
So, Medusa in the end of the episode had mentioned that we used to live on Earth and then we came up here. Mm-hmm. How did they get to the moon? And then prior to Eldrak turning into the wall that can transport people, how did this back and forth happen? Like, did they go to
this
Earth
portal,
at all? This portal, yeah. But before Lockjaw, there was no really going anywhere besides where they were at, right?
Whoa.
No, I don't know.
You got me stumped. I don't know what the heck happened.
Maybe somebody else had
some other ability.
But they lived on Earth.
They lived on
Earth.
Yeah.
So how did they get to the moon and how they developed to the farthest side of the moon?
Because I think in the comics it's not the moon. It's something different.
No, they lived on the moon in the comics, okay. Yeah.
And then Luis says, why hide? Flowed.
That's what it was, yeah.
And that's just like, okay, so you somehow got to the moon. You somehow have this portal where you can go back and forth before Eldrak. And you're hiding on the other side?
Well, we know they're hiding because humans' first reaction is to attack.
Right.
That was the, you know, the point that we got. But I don't know. I think it's a situation where we can't take and tear everything apart. Like
yeah,
I said,
we don't know.
In film and television and theater, there has to be some willingness to just suspend our disbelief and kind of go with the story.
I like it.
Okay. We're going to do that. We just think we're just so analytical. So we're just like, what could it mean? You know what I mean? So
really getting deep with this episode. I like...
Let's go to the comments, yeah.
Yeah, I think if this is right, the Queen of Regal, I like your name, says Maximus got money by mining crystals and sold them on Earth. So maybe they're mining crystals.
That's
good. That's kind
of
cool.
That will make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to go to Adelan and mine crystals
take some back. That makes perfect sense. That's a great answer.
I like that.
Okay. One question.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Resolved.
Thank you, Chad.
One. Just one. Are we missing anything? We had a few interactions between...
We're
missing the biggest thing. How can I overlook this?
Wait, before that, I was heartbroken for Luis this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sweet
she
Luis.
Has dreams of going to Adelan.
Luis and Dave. Dave Luis, almost kind of was mentioning it, too.
But yeah. Dave just wants to be fascinated and be with a cute girl. Luis has, like, substance. Her father was trying to do this her whole life. This is her mission.
Yeah, I really like Luis. I feel that it does this way. Like, she's just a great person because she takes everything with a grain of salt.
Yes.
Her character lends herself to a lot of the funny moments. We get to see some growth in Medusa in the way that she responds to Luis. And, like, I'm sorry, you know, whereas you're not going goodbye. She's just like, you know, I need your help again. And she just takes it. She's like, I get it. I guess I'm not going to go. Because we hear her right before, then she's like, okay, we can get to the moon. It's like the record scratches, because they're like,
where Black Bolt looks at Medusa, and she's like, I'll talk to her.
I want her to go to the moon.
I want her to go, too.
Maybe she will. Maybe they'll come back for her.
And then, Ashley, what did you say when she said, I'll talk to her?
Oh, when we were watching it, I just made a little funny comment. Medusa was like, Black Bolt, I'll talk to her. And I'm like, because Black Bolt's going to talk to her?
No one else can talk to her, okay, Medusa? Thanks for announcing that. It's
pretty funny. Then that happens, and we get to the fight. We have Auron, we talked about Auron and Gorgon, right? And then
right.
That was kind of interesting. And then Crystal, and then... Not Crystal, sorry.
Auron and Gorgon.
Mortis. Mortis and Gorgon.
Yes, what do we think about this? Right. What a long weekend. What do you guys think of the fight?
I don't think that we got what we needed out of that. I think Gorgon deserved to go down in some glory. Like, there needs to be this epic, like, major battle. And Mortis, too, because he has this ability that we're not familiar with. We should have got to see those guys, like, really go head-to-head. Especially after the buildup of, you know, Gorgon getting everybody out of there because his role, he is a protector. Yeah. He's a leader. Like, I was looking forward to seeing them have this moment where they exchange. And then maybe I'll be okay with them. Like going down,
it's kind of an unfair pairing, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, Gorgon is powerful. He's very trained in I guess martial arts and other fighting tactics. But you know, you have Mortis who could just, like you said, lift his thing. And like, what does Gorgon do? He's gonna like stomp on the ground.
Well,
and
his skill is meant to disarm any opponent. So I mean, if he's going to lift it, just stomp on the ground.
Something
that should wake him up. Yeah, right. But then he could just get right back up and try again. I mean, there's only so many times you can stomp on the ground and have it, like, kind of crackle and, you know.
Mm-hmm. It is a tough one. It's a tough fight.
Unfortunately, Gorgon didn't last.
We lost the soldier.
Oh, my God. Can we have, like, one moment of silence for Gorgon while you drink and eat candy? Okay, thank you, Gorgon. Thank you for all of your hard work for us.
Oh, I love him.
I'm going to be sad to see him go. I hope we get like one or two flashbacks with him.
Maybe. Oh, there has to be flashbacks for sure.
Okay, so he can still stay around.
And I hope that the rest of the royal family, you know, give him this burial.
Oh, they need to honor him for sure.
Yeah. Get him back to
They were careless.
What are they doing?
So they need to.
First Triton, now Gorgon, both brothers gone. Right. Karnak next.
Oh, my God.
No. Don't next. Put that there.
Who do you guys predict?
We've lost enough of the royal family. I'm sorry. No more.
I'm saying.
All right. So why don't we get into predictions, guys? Have we talked about everything, right?
We talked about everything how he cut Tybor's throat. So let's get into it.
Let's get into predictions.
And the Diva moment. We got that. Yeah. Oh, that is good. Y'all know I'm crazy a little bit.
So next week, what do we think? We have
two episodes left.
The finale, as they keep saying. It keeps confusing me when they say that.
Right. I know. It's
we have one episode? And they say, until the finale.
Right. Just give it to us, right?
Yeah. How many episodes you have two episodes left.
Like,
come on.
Let's be clear. I don't know. I think that... So I'm starting to feel that they're saving the getting back to the moon for the season finale, but I don't know where else we go from here. Like, at this point, we've got everyone back together. Yeah. They've teleported, right? So they should be on their way back to the moon, back to Edolin. So hopefully we get to see this epic showdown. I don't know what they want to do with Maximus. I don't know about giving him a fair trial or a fair chance because he's divisive and he's crazy.
Maximus has nothing left, though. So, that's the problem. He only has the royal guard against
So we really will get to see like what everybody does at their core. So hopefully we get to see this reunion. It used to be about the battle of the brothers, but now I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know.
Battle of everyone.
Right.
What about you?
Well, I personally think that we will get a chance to see Maximus go through Terra Genesis. I think he did.
You think they'll save that for the last episode or for this episode?
Well, I feel it'd be interesting
if it'd be for this episode coming up.
But I feel like with the whole family there, will he be able to make it to going through Terra Genesis? You have to have the genetic council there to do... You can't just do it yourself.
Have that ritual.
Right. If that's the case, then you could just go into the chamber and go beep and just
From what it looks like, he just like dropped the rock in it or whatever. So Bergeon can do that for him.
Maybe, but I'm thinking, okay, so maybe I'm wrong, but I wasn't wrong on the last one, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think Maximus will go through Terra Genesis. I think Bernage is going to rise up and figure out a way to somehow do something. And I think that's it for me right now because everything else is all over the place. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's really
They're definitely going to go back to the moon, but that's a given.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go back to the moon. I think we're going to see a lot of people take sides, and we're going to see who's going to fight for everyone and who's going to fight for Maximus. I think we are going to end next episode with Maximus going through Terrigenesis. I think they're going to give him a trial, and I think they're going to end it with that cliffhanger, and then the last episode will be like a huge showdown.
Yeah. Yay.
Interesting. Okay, cool.
Especially if he has a power.
Yeah, yes. That would make sense. Cool.
Do you guys not know his power yet? You didn't look into it?
No. I've been purposely not looking it up.
Yeah, I don't want to know.
I want to be surprised.
I hope they do it the right way, though.
Does he fly? No, it's good, though.
Is it?
Okay.
Enough to rival Black Bolt?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Black Bolt doesn't say anything, so rivaling him is not...
But he's powerful.
He is. Let me not discredit him before the king comes down and gets me.
I know,
right? What's your prediction?
That? God, I think they're going to stay on Earth for one more episode, because I think Max has to kind of like rebuild his army a little bit. And I kind of think Brojana, whatever, is going to...
Brojana,
thank you. I'm butchering the name so much. I think he's going to foresee something. He's so scared of Max that he's actually going to be like, this is what's going to happen and you need to like look out. And we're going to get to see this plan interact and happen, and then there's going to be like a flip where Maximus actually kind of wins in a way, but it's kind of not like a full win just yet, if that makes any sense.
You guys, this prediction right here is so good. I'm cliffhanging. I'm like, wait a minute. Is he going to win? He's not going to win.
Yeah.
It's going to be a win, but then a sneak win for the Black
Bolt. Like Maximus is going to... It's like a trap within a trap. Maximus is going to make him think like, oh, you have me, but I already knew that this was happening. So like, now I have you.
Ooh, okay. He is master manipulator.
He's smart enough.
Exactly.
And then it'll lead into like that, the next step, the last episode, the finale. And I have no idea what's going to happen though.
Ooh, no, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I want to hear what everybody else's predictions are in the chat.
Yeah, please tell us in the chat and comments.
And in the comments, you guys.
We love your comments, by the way.
We do.
We have such awesome things. Anyway, we have to get going, guys. My name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2. And here's the rest of my panel.
Hey, guys, I'm Ashley Brinkman. You can find me at Ashley _ Brinkman. It was really great talking to you guys.
It was fun.
Okay, as you know, I'm your host, Shauna O. You can catch me on all social media at GShauna O. And this rose is for you.
And I am Keith Andre. Follow me everywhere at Keith_Andre. And you can catch me tomorrow, Monday night, 8 p.m. on AfterBuzz. I'll be doing a new show, Shondaland News. So check that out.
Nice. I saw your promo. It was so cute.
Okay.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll see you next time.
Bye. See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the host only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.